below the bright and noisy world, where the soil makes a hush when it's curled, sat an elf named Flay, beard like mushroom caps, near a compost heap between the mossy gaps. A kettle over a candle, thought it was a fire, taking its time to climb a tea steep spire. Roots would whisper weather, worms hum a dark tune, but the stone said nothing, which felt right for noon. Oh, the philosopher's pebble, round and unremarked, woke with a question mark right out of the dark. Does the light of elbows, where does it sit and rest? Seeking a silence that put its mind to the test. The earth is full of gossip, of whispers and small sound, but the true quiet, it waits to be found. They sought the thinking moles deep in their gentle maze, who offered forms and patience for three quiet days. But the pebble, fierce with questions, couldn't be a statue. I'm made of thoughts, it cried, I'd explode without you. To the worm's conservatory, where the compost was in key, music of loam and water for the ears of Flay and he. A basket full of listening, the conductor maestro said, but still the quiet's full of sounds inside my head. Oh, the philosopher's pebble, round and unremarked, woke with a question mark right out of the dark. Does the light of elbows, where does it sit and rest? Seeking a silence that put its mind to the test. The earth is full of gossip, of whispers and small sound, but the true quiet, it waits to be found. The sidebar of stones, a slab spoke with an age. Do you want our silence or to turn your own page? Then the court sat and pale with a joke to impart about a stalactite hanging, a true work of art. And when Flea laughed, a deep laugh that knocked dust off the walls, they found the silent pause that follows when the laughter falls. The pause was a bowl, a room with a kind open door, where a question could sit down and not need any more. The keeper at the root gate smiled from a woven tree. A question is a door, but you must choose to be. A hallway or a room, a gentle guiding creed, to know when to ask and when to plant a quiet seed. So Flay pours the tea, the kettle has forgiven all its steam. The pebble closes its questions, living out a waking dream. If silence is a room, it asks eyes full of peace, then what, my friend, are friends that bring this sweet release? Chairs, Fliss says softly, sturdy ones that know your shape, and the pebble glows dull and private, no need to escape. Now the questions come like grapes with soft spots in between. They listen to the quiet, the best place they have been. The room is full of windows where the breeze of laughter flies. And the quiet you carry is everywhere you put your wise eyes.